Bitty and his guardian had found a little jewelry and trinket shop that had been opened by an old Swiss couple and their son. The old Swiss had found and repaired an engraving machine. He was also clever with repairing items found in ancient wrecked stores, where and when they had been overlooked by metal-hungry cyclos. The son was in a back room of the shop, recovering from trying to defend the store from being robbed by the Brigantes. It seemed the Brigantes would go around telling everyone they were police, and they carried clubs and would pick up anything that took their fancy and put it in their pockets. The council, when approached by the few people now in Denver, had admitted that yes, the Brigantes were police, and that law and order was vital, and that it was a felony to resist police. Nobody really knew what police meant as a word, but they had come to realize it was something very bad. So the old Swiss had decided to move away, and a lot of his items were for sale at very low prices. The wife was waiting on Dmitri. He had lots of relatives, but his first purchase was a little silver-headed riding crop for Bitty. Although Bitty would have been aghast at the idea of hitting a horse, the crop looked very nice. It was about 2 feet long, about the length of a Brigante bow, although no one noticed this at the time. It was a fatal gift. Despite all these very low prices, Bitty was having a rough time. He wanted something special for Patty. He thought he would be seeing her shortly. He looked and looked, helped by the old man. Also, Bitty did not have very much money with him. His pay was only 2 credits a week, whereas a soldier's was a credit a day. Pay had not been going on very long, so Bitty only had 4 credits, and the better items were as much as 10. Bitty's problems were also complicated by the limited command of English on the part of the Swiss people, who spoke a combination of German and French. The Russian was no help. He had practically no English, and nobody spoke Russian there, including Bitty. But they were making out with signs and count marks on scraps of wrapping paper and raised eyebrows and pointing fingers. At last, Bitty found it. It was a real gold-plated locket in the shape of a heart. It had a red rose, still bright red, inset on it. It opened, and you could put pictures inside. And it had had its hinge nicely repaired, and it had a thin chain. Also, it had enough space on the back to engrave something, and yes, the old Swiss would be happy to engrave it. With 1 credit for the engraving, it all came to 6 credits. It was the very thing. But 6 credits! He only had 4. Well, the old Swiss was selling out, and when he saw the disappointment on Bitty's face, he relented and let him have it, with a box thrown in, all engraved, repolished, and ready to go. When given a card to put the message on so it could be copied, Bitty fell into more difficulty. What was he going to put on the back of the locket? Johnny and others had told him that he and Patty were far too young to get married, and that was true. So he couldn't put, "To my future wife," really, for people might smile, and this was no smiling matter. He didn't want to simply put, "To Patty, love Bitty," as the old Swiss seemed to be suggesting. The Russian was no help at all. Then he had it. "To Patty, my lady fair, Bitty." The old Swiss then said that was too long to fit on the back. So he had to come back, after all, to Patty, my future wife. The old Swiss counted that up and said he could fit that in. It wasn't too satisfactory, and people might laugh, but he couldn't do any better, and the old Swiss set up his engraving machine and had at it. All this was taking time, and Bitty was getting edgy. He might miss the Russians. And after all, Johnny's horses were his job as squire, and that's why he had come over to America. He hopped from 1 foot to the other and pushed at them all to hurry. The Swiss finally finished and put the locket in a nice box and wrapped it in some old paper. And the Russian finally got all the things he wanted, and they paid it all up and went rushing out to get back to the trucks.